Well, it's time to return to Jack London's epic tale about an exceptional dog, The Call of the Wild. Buck started life as a pet in California, but when he was kidnapped, he found himself pulling a sledge in the Yukon until he was saved by John Thornton, his new master and dearest friend. Well, now Buck's adventure concludes in this poetic yet visceral drama, The Call of the Wild by Jack London, dramatised by Robert Forrest.
John! What are you doing way up so high? John!
Buck and I are just taking in the view. Buck, meet my partner, Hans.
By Jingo, that is a handsome dog.
He is a handsome devil, and he loves me. Look, take it, Buck. Take it.
For the sake of God, he'll have the hand off
you. No, he won't see. Those marks will be there for a while, but he never breaks the skin.
Are you, well, John? Are you better now?
The miseries are all but gone. Buck and I have been chasing them away through the springtime.
Yeah. So, what now?
We go looking for the lost mine.
Oh, that old story.
I'm convinced it's a true
one. The biggest nuggets in the Northland.
And the finest grades of gold.
Yeah, an expedition like that, John, that would take money.
We'll raft our way down to Circle City and make us some money. We'll hang around here a few days more, get ourselves properly fit. You and me and Buck.
This devil who loves you. Think you love him, too.
You want to know how much he loves you? Watch this. Stand up, Buck. Ready? Are you ready? Then jump!
No!
Hey! Easy, devil. Easy now. Lunatic, loving devil. Rest easy.
He jumped. He jumped off the cliff.
Really?
Well, he would have. It's miles down to that river.
No need to exaggerate, Hans. The truth's amazing enough.
I watch his face. I study it as a hunter studies new tracks. Tracks he's never seen before, but he knows they will lead to a great find. And I am able to make him look at me. I gaze and gaze at his back, he and I both still and silent, until he knows. And he must turn and look at me.
The finest grade in the Northland, John.
You keep a tight hold on that rope. Bad rapids downriver.
Biggest nuggets God ever made.
Are we set?
We are set. Set to make the story true.
And let's go to Circle City.
And from there, to paradise.
I do not let him out of my sight. I walk beside Hans, but I never look away from him.
By Jingo, Buck, that is an angry river.
He sways and staggers and seems to dance on the raft.
This rope seems angry.
He is grinning.
Like it wants to snatch away from me.
I feel a whine in my throat.
I said that dog can all but speak. You know what he said?
The pole in his hand must be heavy.
He said, of course he can speak.
It is as long as a tree. The river grows louder.
That river grows whiter, Buck.
He grins and dances.
Roars like a dragon.
I watch him.
But downstream, not too long, calmer stretch.
The wine rises in my throat.
And a few more bends, and we're... Oh, by the demons!
Buck! No! Stay there! Stay!
Hang on, John! We'll get to you!
Another rope! Tie it to Buck!
I can swim!
Get the rope on Buck! Fast!
Buck, now, handsome dog, he's in an angry river on a slippery rock, so you have to be fast. Fast, Buck, for all love. He may be hurt bad. Weak, you must be strong. Hmm? There. Go now. Go! Why do you not... John, call your dog!
Buck! Come now! Fetch me! Buck!
He is weak. I am strong. The river is stronger. I use the river. I fight up and across. It carries me down and back. I cannot see him, but I know where he is. I know where the rock he clings to must be. The river will carry me there. But the river grows stronger. Strong as a whole pack gone mad. It can kill as easily as a mad pack of the largest dogs. Too mad, swirling, rising, falling, turning, spinning. Too mad to carry me where I must be. It pulls me down as a husky would pull down a terrier pup. I am down. I am blind. I am deaf. I do not know where the rock is. He's gone.
Fight up. Fight up.
Here, Buck. Here. We're almost here.
I am down and blind and deaf. The river is strong. I am weak. But he is with me. His hand takes hold of my tail. We both go down. The river is black, but he is with me. His other hand in the hair of my nape. We go down together. We are weak together. The river is strong and black and mad. He and I go down in the black river. Fight on. Fight on. Fight on. A hand loosens from my tail. A hand loosens from my nape.
You're all right, John. You're all right.
Buck.
Buck is here. The raft is gone.
To hell with the raft.
And Buck will be fine. Look, he's as near drowned as you, but he'll be all right.
Oh, thank God.
That dog saved your life, John.
Then we're even.
Is that it? You saved his life.
Buck and I are as even as it gets.
He and I hunt together. In the woods, we are fine hunters, together. He with his rifle and cunning, I with my own cunning and my silence and speed. But he can stand on the edge of the woods and look for a long time at faraway hills. It takes much gazing to make him turn to me then.
For a start, it don't exist, you German clown.
My people were Dutch.
German or Dutch, you're a clown. There ain't no lost mind stuffed with heavenly nuggets.
Maybe not.
Sure not. It's a fairy tale. And even if it did exist, which it don't, a Dutch clown ain't the one to find it.
Hey, you may be right.
Of course I'm right. A Dutch clown and a man who's mad half the year and half mad the other half. And that crazy hound there, prowling at the door.
Your buck won't relax until John is back.
As mad as its master.
Having a melancholy isn't madness, Burton. Any sane man gets it now and then.
I don't, and I ain't insane. I got willpower, is what?
Is that so? You keep the miseries at bay with your willpower and arrogance, your ignorance and whiskey by the gallon. And let's not forget the beating up women.
Shut John. Your crazy mouth.
Every punch on a female face cheers up willpower.
Shut up!
He'll kill him. He'll
Buck,
kill him.
Buck, leave him, Buck.
What kind of beast is that?
Superior.
He opened my arm and my shoulder.
Put the finger throat next.
God's truth, Thornton, I plan to shoot that beast of yours.
That would be a shame. Because Buck here is indeed superior. He can tell before the birds do that a storm is coming.
Plan on reading us a poem.
He can chase down and kill a deer my gun is only scared into running. He can break out and drag a loaded sled, all on his own. He can go into the rapids and pull out a drowning...
How loaded?
What?
My own sled's right outside, loaded with sacks of flour.
How many?
20.
50 pounds each, that's 1,000 pounds.
Would you bet that beast of yours could break it out and drag it?
How far?
100 yards.
$300, says Buck can do it. Get your arm fixed and meet us outside.
John, it's half a ton.
Buck can do it.
That sure? Sure enough to make it $600?
$600 it is.
I told you your partner was mad, Dutchie.
See, Buck? It's only a sled. A sled like any other. And you can pull any sled.
Half-ton sled.
Believe it, Hans.
I believe this. We don't have $600.
We will soon.
The runners are frozen to the snow. We have to loosen them.
Oh, no, you don't. He said break out and drag. You loosen the runners, he ain't breaking up.
You are a mean thing of a man, Burton.
Oh, now. Dutchie clown up on his hind legs.
You are mean.
It's all right, Hans.
John.
It's all right. Move back. I need to talk to Buck.
Talk to him.
Move back. As you love me, Buck.
No dog could do this.
As you love me.
I must do it.
You mad, handsome devil.
For him.
Let's see the amazing truth.
I must do it for him.
Believe how even we are. And do it.
What is this? Some kind of Yeehat Indian magic?
No. We have to loosen those runners. And we know how. We know the magic words. Ready?
I tighten the reins.
G.
And I lunge to one side.
Again, Buck. G.
To that side again.
Now, haw.
I lunge to the other side.
Haw.
Lunge.
G.
Lunge.
Haw.
Lunge.
I've broken her out, Buck. Now, mush.
And I pull.
Mush.
My feet scratch and scrabble and slip, and then...
Yes! Half an inch, Buck. An amazing half inch.
My feet grip.
A true amazing inch.
Shoulders heave forward.
And another. Mush, my beautiful monster.
Shoulders and chest heave.
Mush, my wicked beauty.
Hunches strain. For him, feet hold.
Mush, my darling hellhound.
Shoulders and feet and haunches and heart for him.
We have it, Buck.
My head is low.
You know what we have?
I look down at the snow.
We have momentum.
Snow is moving under me, going behind me for him.
Hear them, Buck. Look back if you want. The sky's full of flying hats and mittens. Amazing truth.
Thornton! Thornton! A thousand. A full thousand. You've won your 600. Clear and square. And I'll give you another $1,000 for that dog.
Only one thing to say to you, Burton. You can go to hell. Best we can do for him. Hey, Buck.
By jingo. This does look like paradise.
It's fine country.
If God left the biggest of nuggets anywhere...
And the finest grade of gold.
It would be here. And look at the Buck. Running, dancing in the woods and fields of heaven.
Where the devil belongs.
We cross the Mayo soon.
Then we follow the Stewart till it's no more than a stream. All the way, Hans. All the way.
The Yeehat. Burton mentioned them. There are no Yeehat Indians here.
This is their land.
It used to be. They all went east, I heard.
They were driven east. They'll be back.
You think so?
I would, if this was my land.
My. How Buck gazes at the fire.
Watching his visions.
When he's not watching you. You know that, John. His eyes are not often away from you.
I know that. Easy, Buck. He may be a cousin of yours, but he's not fit company. Buck, lie down.
Buck!
On you go, then. Don't mind and come back.
I am running. I run to find and meet. What I will meet, I do not know. I keep running. I run among trees and through clearings and into gullies and out again, and I leap over streams. I run through moonlight and darkness and cold grass and patches of starlit snow, and I run into the morning. In the morning light, I find him, and I stop. He's long and lean and gray. He's not as tall as my shoulder. He's thin, hungry, nervous. He bristles and crouches and snaps his teeth. He will not attack. I do not attack. We stare at each other. He turns and twists and curls himself and spins around once on his hind legs. A wolf dances. Now he stands straight again. I do not move. We stare at each other. He steps back. I step forward and then forward again. He takes one step towards me. I take two towards him. We meet under a gap in the branches. Here the sun is beginning to warm the grass. We sniff each other. Front, and back and flanks. And we sniff noses together. He runs away, and I chase him. It is play. We play and run and chase and play. We stop to drink at a noisy stream. When I've drunk enough, I lift my head and I look around me. He is still drinking. I look around me and I listen and I turn and I trot away. I look back. He's watching me. He begins to follow. I trot away at the same slow pace. I look back. He does not follow. He watches. He does not follow. I begin to run.
You know what this is? It's a very strange gun. A flintlock. It's a Hudson Bay Company gun.
From way back.
Way, way back. You know what this weapon was worth? Its own height and beaver skins packed flat.
A precious thing. Left here to rot.
I think we should pan this river.
You think the gun is some kind of sign?
No. I may be mad, but I'm not superstitious.
John.
I just think we should quit wandering for a while and do some real gold hunting here. I like the look of this bend, the lie of the...
John, look.
I know he's there. I felt him watching me.
Quiet as a ghost.
So, where have you been a rambling? Tomfoolery. Mad tomfoolery, you crazy devil.
I run in the woods. I run to find and meet and play. I stop, listen. There is no call. I run on. I run till I am weary and I find a place among the tree roots where it is good to sleep. Then I wander more slowly, watching, listening, smelling. There is no sign and no call. I wander alone. The wolf is gone from this land. Maybe something has killed him. I kill and eat a rabbit. Fresh meat and warm blood, they taste good. The water I drink from a high pool is icy cold. I step into the pool, all 4 feet, and I raise my head and I howl. There is no answer. A black bear comes blundering out of the bushes. He's been blinded by mosquitoes and he's angry and helpless. I attack. He is mad and blind and thin, but he is very strong. It is a hard fight. I kill him.
Nearly every pan, by Jinko.
Plentiful as yellow butter.
How much are we making?
Hundreds a day.
Hundreds?
On the best days, $1,000.
$1,000 a day. We're rich men.
Indeed we are, Hans. And here's another who looks wealthy enough.
Buck!
We've been gone 6 days, vagabond hound. You know that? No tomfool wrestling and laughing this time?
John, he's changed.
Yes.
He's... what is it? He was always a beauty, but now...
He's been hunting and killing his own food. That'll change a dog. And you and I have to eat. Finish up now. We'll make another fortune tomorrow.
There was never such a dog as you, Buck. After you, God broke the mold. Yes. Look at him. You may be changed, but your love's the same. John's too.
I follow a moose, a great bull. In his flank there are 2 sticks. On the ends of those sticks are feathers. They give him pain. He tries to reach them with his teeth, but he cannot. And he tosses his antlers and moans and roars. I give him no rest. I make many of myself. From all sides I lunge, I snarl and nip and bark. I give him no peace to eat, and I drive him away from water. When he tries to run, I do not stop him. I run beside him and let him weary himself. When he is too weary even to walk, I take time to drink. He looks at me. My head does not come higher than his knees, but he knows I will kill him. I dance some bark in front of him, out of reach of antlers and hooves. The antlers go low and lower still, and his ears are limp. He knows I will kill him, and he bows to it. He stumbles sideways, and I pull him down. I stay with him for a long time, eating and sleeping and eating and sleeping. When I wake, I take the pathways back to the camp by the bend in the river. Before I reach it, a strange scent stops me. In a thicket, Hans is lying. There are three sticks in him. One in his leg, and one in his shoulder, and one in his neck. They have the same feathers as the sticks in the moose. I go on, very slowly, belly near the ground. He is lying in the water. I can see only one stick with feathers in him. But I know he's dead. I do not go to him. I follow the strange smell of the other humans. They're close. I go even more slowly, belly even nearer the ground.
Yihat will kill them all. Yeah. Every outsider who tries to take our land will be killed. The white men are mad. They came here in numbers, like mosquitoes, and as treacherous as snakes, and all they did was dig up worthless stuff and make dirty our sacred places. They are worth as little as the stuff they look for.
They are many. If I attack, they will kill me. I attack. I lunge and dart and turn and lunge. I rend and tear. As I tear and rend, they scream and run. I know I am a new thing to them. Their sticks with feathers fly here and there. All of them miss me. Humans are like cubs. They yammer and they run the wrong way. They bump into each other. And with their own feet, they trip themselves. I am never where they think I am. With some of their sticks, they kill each other. Humans are easier to kill than a bear or a moose. They are easier to kill than a husky. I stand. Look around. Many are dead. I can hear the last one stagger and moan away through the trees. I do not go after him. I go back to the bend in the river. To him. He has moved a little. The water has done that. I do not go out to him. The water and other things will take him away. Inside me is something like a great hunger. Might a dog die from a hunger as great as this? No other human will ever own me. Somewhere a cloud drifts and moonlight is on the water. I turn away and moonlight is on everything. On trees and grass and stones. And on the many wolves who are watching me. I am too weak from the hunger, and there are too many wolves. I cannot fight them. In my weakness, I am able to snarl only a little. A few of them snarl quietly back. Then one steps forward. He's long and lean and gray. He takes another step forward. I will not step back. He takes two steps forward. I take one toward him. I know him. The brother I ran with before. He sniffs at me. Front and back and flank. We touch noses. He sits down and raises his head. howl with the wolves. I run and hunt and play with them. Brothers, sisters. We run through all the wooded valleys. We climb into the hills and look all around our land. We run and hunt through summer, fall, winter, spring, and summer again. And through all these seasons, again and again, young wolves learn from us, and they run and they play with us. Some of them show a touch of white on their chest. My mark. My sons and daughters. I am lead dog again.
This land is ours. All of it is ye had land. But there is one place, my people, where we must not go, and not for fear of any white man. You have heard the stories. They are true. Hunters who venture there do not return. Men and women who wander too close to that place are found with their throats bitten open. There is an evil spirit there. It is the spirit of the ghost dog. Yes, that story too is true. There is a ghost dog who runs at the head of the wolf pack. I have seen him. I have seen him kill my warriors. He is like, and yet unlike, a wolf. He is bigger than any of them. Only he goes to that place, the bend in the river. I have watched him from a high place far away. He lies there alone, looking at the water for a long time. The rest of the pack wait for him some distance back, and then he stands and raises his head.
Ghost dog.
Ghost dog.
Yes. Stay away from there. Respect his sacred place. Honor him. Then Yeehat and wolves may share this land in peace with the ghost dog.
In Call of the Wild, the part of Buck was played by Robert Jack, Hans by Robin Lang, Burton and the Indian Chief by Nick Underwood, and Thornton by Finn Den Hertog. Call of the Wild was written by Jack London, dramatised by Robert Forrest, and produced by Kirsty Williams.